me to speak at some of her conferences, was urging folks not to have me come and speak. And for 20 years, I was kept off. For 20 years, I was marginalized out of my own work, out of the work I had literally pioneered, and the same person had their, quote, ministry on it from books that I had supplied them, materials I had given them, and contacts I had supplied them. And now knowing that those Doug Coe questions were there, I'm finding it most interesting that they moved to my area, that we moved to Lake Orion, and that they moved down the road from us almost instantly after we moved there. I know one day I came upstairs and my husband said, Connie, I think you may be being spied upon. And he's usually one of those that thinks that, hey, you know, he thinks maybe I'm paranoid for having done this work. He hasn't not been the most sympathetic person to the work I've done, but he's been there for me when I've needed him. But I remember him saying that particular day. And now looking at these links, indeed, I am wondering. But I have the same thought that I have now when I started my work, and that's that nothing can happen to you until God is ready. If God is ready, there is nothing you can do to stop it. It's God and nobody else you have to account to when you're done. That word has to get out that my job on this has been from the beginning is to give accurate information. And again, I believe that everybody is entitled to one kind warning. After that, I don't believe in hitting them over the head with the evidence. And we were told that the wheat and the tares would grow together until the time of the harvest. And one more thing. Paul wrote, he said, but what I do, that I do, that such as boast may be found even as we, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed as an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers be transformed also as the ministers of righteousness. I will be back on the air, God willing, on Friday. Pray I will have more solid preparation time for a smoother presentation. God bless you. Thank you. And join us Friday.
MicroEffectLive.com. The Micro Effect, Kamiyai, Idaho, where every day is a holiday.
Yes, sir.
Where every paycheck is a fortune.
Yes, sir.
Kamiyai, Idaho, where every meal is a banquet.
Yes, sir.
Where your instincts will serve you better than your government.
Yes, sir.
I get you.
Yes, sir.
The Micro Effect, Live.com. The Micro Effect, a worldwide broadcast on the internet and on KU band satellite. Telstar 5, Transponder 5, TheMicroEffectLive.com. The most important phone number you'll need to remember is 888-747-1968. Again, 888-747-1968. Don't miss it.
Yes, sir!
You want to know what the future holds? What does the Bible say about it? Stay tuned. But first, Irvin Baxter, you got to tell me what's happening right now and what the latest breaking news is.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Jerusalem Day. You may or may not have known that, however, in Israel today, they are celebrating the reunification of the city of Jerusalem in the 1967 war. Today is the day. Now, in remarks made about the city of Jerusalem, two authors, Walter Besant and E.H. Palmer, said in 1870, listen to this carefully, there is not a stone in the city but has been reddened with human blood, not a spot but where some hand-to-hand conflict has taken place. Not an old wall, but has echoed back the shrieks of despairing women, Jew, pagan, Christian, Mohammedan. Each has had his turns of triumph, occupation, and defeat. For Jerusalem has been the representative sacred place.
And we're fully expecting that this substance called Briomixol is going to be one of the first homeopathic FDA-approved treatments for cancer in the United States by this fall.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's going to happen financially. Now, right now, we're running out of time. We're going to go to our first break. But when we get back, okay, I'd like you to get your impression of what's going to happen. Are we at the bottom? Is we going to start things got a bit better? Are they going to get worse? Are they going to get better and then worse? What's going to happen during the coming month? I'm sure our listeners would love to get your take on the financial crisis we face today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is George Winkers Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KVF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for a special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Sean David Morton, and we're going to talk a little bit about the finances. So what's your take on what's happening financially? Is this an accident? Is this happening on purpose? Is it going to be transient? Is it going to be long-term? What's going to happen to the value of the dollar? And if you could do that in 30 words or less.
Yeah, 30 words or less. Thanks, Doctor. Well, let me just some brief background here. I have something called the Delphi Associates Newsletter. I've been publishing this newsletter since the 1993. In this newsletter, I've accurately called the rises and falls of the markets. I was the first one to predict the market going to 8,000, 10,000, 12,000, 13,000, 14,000. I've hit exact numbers for the price of gold, for the price of silver. So I'm pretty good at this stuff. I was a trained remote viewer, and I was one of the pioneers of a lot of the techniques in the early 1980s with Dr. Elizabeth Targ. I've done a lot of remote viewing. I've actually applied my remote viewing skills to the foreign exchange markets recently. So I mean, here's my take on really what's happening. There is a First off, it's very interesting what's going on with the price of oil, and that took no real psychic ability whatsoever. The Bilderbergers got together, and people that listen to alternative media like the Genesis Network, or subscribe to newspapers like American Free Press, or any of Jim Tucker's work with the Bilderbergers, know that the Bilderbergers got together and decided that the price of oil was going to begin to skyrocket. However, there is a huge rift. I'm trying to put this all kind of as simply as possible. There's a gigantic rift going on between what I call the Bush, Clinton, Rockefeller crime syndicate on at this side of the pond, so to speak, and the George Soros-led European Bilderbergers in Europe. And that rift pretty much began when a power play started being put into place for the whole Clinton, Bush, Rockefeller gang to begin to kind of take over, to begin to rise to ascendancy and kind of shove a lot of the European Bilderbergers out of the way. What that boils down to is that there was a huge fight, and it was mostly over Bush's invasion of Iraq. He got permission from this inside group to invade Iraq, but with the caveat that he was only supposed to take out Saddam, leave pretty much everything intact, and maybe set up a base there and allow the United States to then start looting Iraqi oil. What he did instead is that he went in, blew the place to smithereens, and handed it over to Halliburton and Dick Cheney and his gang to basically start not only raping Iraq, but start looting the United States 12 ways to Sunday. Because what we've seen in Afghanistan and Iraq, and what, if they get their way, we will see with Iran, has been literally the nonstop, almost total rape and pillage of the United States of America, as far as the coffers of the U.S. go. I can't think of one thing in the last 8 years, and you know, as much as I hated Bill Clinton when he was in, I can think of maybe a few good things Clinton did as president, but I really can't think of one good thing that Bush has done really for the people since he's been in office that don't somehow play into this mass corporate greed that has been responsible for just stripping the country. And I warned people 2 years ago that we were looking at hyperinflation. Let me just give you a couple of stories here about the hyperinflation and where this is going to go. I was in Amsterdam for a business deal back in April of 2005. And in Amsterdam, I was out by the airport, and they have a whole series of warehouses out by the airport. And I was friendly with some bankers, and not to go into a long story, but I actually got to see in these banks these brand-new $100 bills that were colored, that were sort of a pinkish sort of color, that had some what looked like a glitter actually in the bills, or sort of a holographic dye on the bills. And I was told by these bankers that there was about $60 billion of these brand new bills in warehouses that were being kept actually all around the world, in Amsterdam, in Geneva, in Tokyo, and that a couple of things, that this was a contingency plan for what was going to happen to the U.S. currency. At that time, they were saying that the currency of the United States was going to be hyperinflated, that they were just going to start printing money like it was like it was growing on trees, and do what Ben Bernanke, the Fed chairman, said, throw it out of helicopters. And they were talking about that the United States would see a two-tiered currency. When I say a two-tiered currency, that meant that there were already plans in place at that time for the United States to go into an economic freefall in which they would start just printing money. And the only way that they would be able to shore up the dollar overseas is to create basically two versions of the U.S. monetary system. Now, the Japanese did this in the 1980s when they created what was called a foreign and a domestic yen, and that was one of the contingencies. There is another contingency plan in place here to simply let the Federal Reserve note simply go away, just slide into oblivion, because it's already not being accepted for trade on the foreign exchange markets in places like Amsterdam. You can't take U.S. dollars in and get things traded anywhere in Scandinavia because the dollar is dropping so quickly and in such free fall that they no longer honor it. The one other way that they will do this is that there is something set in place where they will actually adopt the same way they adopted the euro in Europe, where you had sovereign currencies like the franc and the lira and the mark. And they still got to use those inside the country and then introduce the euro. But what they will do is they'll introduce the Amero. And the Amero is already being printed out of Denver. And there is talk that the Amero is going to be backed with silver at some point, which is interesting because there have been rumors that there are actually Amero silver certificates, very much like U.S. dollars, but actually which say are redeemable at any bank in actual silver. So that they're trying to, and I've been saying for many, many years that they're going to try to back a currency with silver, which is one of the reasons why I've been really bullish on silver. And I continue to tell people to get into silver, to get into gold, to get into metals, because silver is going to be between $25 and $30 an ounce. The trick is that in order to back a currency with silver, you have to have a reserve of that currency. And what very few people know is that there's only about, there's like $1 trillion worth of gold in the world, but there's only somewhere between about, only about $300 billion, I think, right now of silver in the world total. Is that right? No, it's less than that. I'm sorry, it's far less than that. It's somewhere about 13 to 15 billion. What was I thinking? What I was thinking was that silver right now is about 200 times more valuable and more rare than gold because of all the industrial applications for it. And Bill Gates and Warren Buffett own about 35 to four, almost 40% of the global silver supply. So one phase of the economy has to do with getting your money out of dollars, getting your money into the three phases of the markets that I think are bulletproof, which is number one, entertainment stocks, because when entertainment stocks like motion picture stocks like Sony or Warner's or 20th Century Fox or whatever, News Corp, whenever you have big recessions or depressions like in the 1930s, entertainment stocks do well. Metals, of course, silver and gold. And entertainment stocks, metals, and, of course, energy stocks. Now, energy stocks are a little bit played out right now because you will see oil go to the my last benchmark for oil, and this was what I was talking about a year ago, was we would see oil at $125 a barrel, that would be the line for it, that the next line would be $150 a barrel, but that could only last for about 3 months. Between the 125 and 150 range, that could only last for about 3 months in the United States before the economy basically just began to collapse. And what is driving oil right now are the hedge funds and futures being taken out on oil in regards to hedge funds, because the same people that brought you the mortgage crisis and the same people that brought you the fiasco with getting your homes foreclosed on are now the people who are bringing you gas at $4.50 and soon to be $5 a gallon. So on the one hand, you will see the price of oil tumble, I would say very precipitously, sometime around mid-August or so. So we've got about two more months of these super, super high prices until we actually see the price of oil tumble. But people are making money on futures going up, and people are making money on futures going down. As far as the rest of the economy goes, in general, what's good for Wall Street is not good for Main Street. What's happening is that as the market has continued to rise, exactly as I predicted, that we would have the market up in the 12,500 range, that we would see it in the 13,000 range or so. But this is as all these companies are beginning to consolidate, and it's creating an upward spike. It's literally created this Jenga economy that is going straight up and down, that is built of maybe 30, 40 blue-chip companies or so that are in the process of buying everything.
All right, so you think that gold is going to come down? You think that a stock market is going to go up, at least in the short run?
In the short run, I don't see anything really happening to the market because they made a conscious choice. Actually, they made a conscious choice in 2006. The choice that was made in the spring, in March of 2006, when I was screaming about this and warning everybody about it, is that the Federal Reserve did a number of things. They took the Federal Reserve note off what's called the M3 index. And the M3 index allowed us to know how much money was actually in circulation, how many Federal Reserve notes were in circulation. I had a conversation with the head of the Federal Reserve Bank in San Francisco, and I did a brief little interview with him, and I asked him at this time, and this was a couple of years ago, this was 2006 or so, about two and a half years ago, and I said, well, what is the national debt? And he said, well, at that time, the national debt was about $8 trillion or so. It's closer to almost $9 trillion now. And I said, well, how much money is actually physically in circulation? And he said, between about 650 and about 700, between 650 and about $700 billion. And I said, well, if the debt is $8 trillion and there's only $700 billion in circulation, do we have to pay the debt with Federal Reserve notes? And he said, yes. And I said, how are we supposed to pay the debt? And he said, his exact words were, I don't know. And then he said, it looks as though we're about ready to go to a photonic, those are his words, a photonic money system, meaning blips of light, meaning that the whole thing will go to a credit card. The whole thing will go to some kind of universal debit card that will actually go, so that now they don't even have to print the money, and which is mostly being printed in South Korea, I might add, because it was too expensive to print here, so they shipped the presses over to South Korea. So they're printing for less money, which is why we're having so many problems with the North Korean counterfeiting our currency.
All right, fine. Well, I guess it's on David Morton. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes to continue on our conversation. And certainly I agree with Sean that probably the oil prices will come down in a couple of months. But I think only until, of course, the elections. And then hang on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a few more months. We'll be right back.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest, Today we're simply talking, well, go ahead. Sean David Morton is talking about his view of what's going to happen financially. Is there anything else you want to say financially about what's happening financially? Do you think that they're actually going to develop this two-tiered monetary system or simply let the dollar be destroyed and then come up with an alternative? Sean, are you there? Sean David Morton, are you there?
Can you hear me? Sorry.
Go right ahead.
Hello, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. I got mixed up on my phones here. I'm not really sure how they can develop, what else they can do, unless we knew that we were going into kind of a Weimar Republic kind of situation. We knew that they were going to start printing money like crazy. As I said, a decision was made in 2006 to do anything it was going to take to bail out corporations in the stock market, which basically meant printing as much money as possible. And as soon as they put Ben Shalom Bernanke in charge, who said, "I will throw money out of helicopters if it will help the economy," helicopter Ben has done exactly that, to the point where even the U.S. Congress has started standing up on his legs because the Fed is basically just printing funny money and walking over to the Capitol building and buying Treasury bonds and things that are worth something. And let me give you an example of this. The Federal Reserve, which has been loading up on gold recently, the Federal Reserve can buy gold for about 45 cents an ounce. Because when you really think about it, if, let's say, the price of gold is, I know it's lower than this, but just for the sake of the argument, let's say gold is $900 an ounce on average, and it takes them nine $100 bills, and those $100 bills take about a nickel to print, then that's exactly what they're doing. So for a cost to them of about 45 cents, which is basically what the printing and the paper is worth, they can basically walk over and buy as much gold as they want, which is the magic of the Federal Reserve. The miracle of it is that they can basically have money that's backed with nothing and just start buying things. So,
because as they do this, eventually they destroy the value of the currency, because the more currency you print, the less the currency is worth. And so, yeah, we see what's happened, certainly in Zimbabwe today, what's happening in some of the other countries throughout the decades that have actually gone into an inflationary spiral. So they can't keep that up indefinitely, that's for sure. And already we know our inflation rate is far higher than they're telling us. It's probably, according to Bob Chapman, about 12.5% a year, and M3 is running 17-18%. I think that's very realistic, which means we'll probably be running that rate of inflation within a year. That means that almost every year you lose, one-fifth of everything you've worked your whole life for. Your insurance policies are destroyed. Exactly. Your pensions are destroyed. Anything that is denominated in dollars is destroyed.
Exactly, which is why I've been warning people for so long to get out of the dollars, to get into anything but dollars. And so the only way out is to either, once again, create a two-tiered currency, which then allows us to protect our assets overseas and protect our trade overseas, or to simply let the Federal Reserve note slide and go away completely and reintroduce another currency, the Amero specifically, and have the Amero actually then link Canada, the United States, and Mexico, which is their ultimate plan, is to create a trading block between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, which will then compete with China and Asia and Europe specifically. So a lot of interesting things are going on. It's not as clear-cut as they want it to be. There's a lot of infighting happening. The Chinese, the Russians, and a lot of people in the Middle East have managed to get themselves out from under the whole New World Order, Bilderberger, Western European banking thumb, if you will. The Russians are taking all kinds of very interesting actions against the United States specifically, and are, in fact, teaming up with China. Not very good news for us, but at the same time, the Russians have completely paid off their debt. They kicked the International Monetary Fund out of the country. The economy is just roaring there. So it's a very interesting thing as to what's going on as far as the power blocks that are happening. And this year, people just need to watch what's going to happen with China, especially around the Olympics. They need to watch what Germany is about to do in regards to its relations with Russia and China. I still think that you're going to see probably that Bush is going to attempt an attack on the Iranians before the end of October. There's inside information saying that they're going to go as early as August. I see something happening between about October 15th and about November 1st or so, which is not good news. It's terrible, terrible news for everybody everywhere, because they don't realize that an attack on the Iranians basically triggers an Armageddon scenario, which creates another world war.
All right, well, I share your concern. Certainly these are the rumors we're hearing. We're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. Of course, it would be totally illogical for George Bush to declare war on the Iranians, but it was illogical for him to go on into Afghanistan and into Iraq, as there was no evidence. He had no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved in any way with 911, and there's even a great deal of question whether Osama bin Laden, whose family are very, very close to the Bush family, whether he was really the mastermind behind what happened on September 11th. In fact, there's a very real question as to what we saw really took place. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and red lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Sean David Morton. And Sean, would you like to get out your website to tell people how they can get in touch with you and your information if they'd like?
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Sure thing. Actually, the website's real easy. It's www.seandavidmorton.com. That's SeanDavidMorton.com, SeanDavidMorton.com. My newsletter is called the Delphi Associates Newsletter, the newsletter you have to today because it tells you all about tomorrow. You can actually either order the newsletter off the website, or we have an 800 number that you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The 800 number is 888-452-7999. That's 888-452-7999. So it's real easy. You just remember the 888-452-7999. So 888-452-7999. It's a 20-page full-color newsletter. It comes out once a month. We talk about everything from philosophy, the economy, metaphysics, prophecy, future predictions, Just everything that I'm interested in at the moment. We just came back from Peru. I just came back from a trip to Egypt, another trip to Israel. I'm working on a newsletter right now about the new Dominion of Melchizedek, which is a new country of which we've got about 3,500 citizens all around the world, which is a way for us to kind of rise above a lot of the totalitarian legal identification things that are coming along, the Real ID Act that's coming, the radio frequency identification chips. They're going to use the driver's licenses as a universal identifier along with the Social Security cards. So a foreign citizenship with foreign driver's licenses is one way to get out of that. And again, I love everything that Genesis Network stands for. I love your show. I love Alex Jones. I love all the other people on here. And, I'm down with freedom, my brother.
All right, fine. Well, of course, if Sean is S-E-A-N, that's S-E-A-N. If don't misspell it, it's a little
right
unusual
way.
Spelling.
Like Sean Connery or Sean Penn or...
Right.
Or
fine. Well, if you're out there listening audience, you'd like to talk to Sean, why, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5971. That's 1-800-259-5971. We're just talking in general terms, certainly about Sean's concern about the possibility of an attack on Iran. Do you think it's realistic? Do you really think that they would be this insane as to attack Iran, which certainly could end up destabilizing the whole of the Muslim world? I mean, the Muslims are already mad enough at it as it is.
Well, that's the point, Stan, and this is part of what I'm going to speak about at Conspiracy Con is coming up. I'm actually speaking this next Sunday, I believe, up at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara in Northern California.
Right.
There's so many people that bag on the military, and what's happening is that, as far as they are concerned, you have seen, in my opinion, so much heroism from the people actually serving inside the Pentagon, inside the Beltway, inside the entire military complex, if you will, because we should have had a war with the Iranians all the way back as early as 2006. There have been about four separate attempts, all by Bush and his little cronies, to try to start a war and a conflict. And what has happened is that on each occasion, the intelligence community, and I'm talking the National Security Agency, I'm talking the CIA, I'm talking about the Defense Intelligence Agency, I'm talking about ONI, have pushed back attacks on Iran. If anything, it has been the military that realizes how disastrous a war with the Iranians would be. They consider the President of the United States to be a rogue president. They consider him completely outside constitutional authority. They literally have disobeyed orders directly from the Chief Executive and Commander-in-Chief because they have literally said it is our belief that the President of the United States is insane and that we do not have to obey orders that are coming from this man. He was handed a folder in 2006. This is March of 2006 of an assessment of what would happen if we went to war with the Iranians, and which they actually called the Armageddon scenario at that point. And Bush read the report and said, his exact words were supposedly, bring it on. And what happened was that inside the Pentagon, and I reported on this months before this was heard about in the press, in Harper's Magazine, in Vanity Fair, they started reporting about it. It was known as the General's Revolt. And what happened is that these generals got together, part of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and simply said, no, we're not going to obey this order. We're not going to do what this president wants. We consider him rogue. We consider him clinically insane. I was actually asked a question by somebody in the intelligence community to say, who exactly would it be that would remove the President of the United States from office for being either incompetent or incapacitated? Incapacitated specifically is what the amendment says. And I wasn't really sure. I thought it was the Attorney General. Then I realized that the president is watched over by a doctor that has to do with the army. Vladimir Putin has actually stated a number of times in private that he thinks that Bush has the opening stages of Alzheimer's, that his brain is just going. I can give you another example of this. There were six nuclear devices that were transported from Minot, North Dakota, to Barksdale, Louisiana, and it was the first time that live nukes were transported across the United States in 60 years. This was a direct attempt by the executive branch to steal six nuclear weapons, take them out of the loop and out from under the control of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, And it was people within the military and people within the intelligence community that pushed back this effort to actually sneak nuclear weapons out of the country so that they could actually either use them on the Iranians or use them as far as some kind of false flag operation of some kind. We should have gone to war in September. We, the entire planet, between about September 18th until about October 1st, was at DEFCON 2. And you heard virtually nothing about it, but it was called Operation Solid Curtain Citadel Shield. And the target of this was Guam, Phoenix, Arizona, and Portland, Oregon, specifically, running what they were calling mock terrorist attacks with aerial dispersal radiation weapons. And we were ready to go. I mean, I had guys inside the White House. I had people in intelligence calling me on the phone saying, you know, drink some wine, kiss your wife, because this is it, man. This, you know, we're getting ready to go. And at the same time, when that war did not happen, you had two major firms. You had George Soros and a consortium of bankers in Europe take out a $4.5 billion hit on the stock market, assuming that the stock market was going to drop between 40 and 60%. You also had another consortium in France, Société Générale, who actually was working on intelligence that the war was going ahead in September, who took out about a $7.8 billion hit on the market. And because those things did not happen, you started seeing a domino effect of a trigger of a series of these hedge funds and financial markets that begin to nosedive because they were all betting on the stock market to go down in case this war actually occurred. Their last chance, the reason Bush was in Israel for the 60, and I was actually in Israel when Bush was there for the 60-year anniversary, but the reason Bush is there, the reason Condoleezza's been going around, the reason Dick Cheney's been meeting with all these leaders is they're basically trying to make a deal with the Israelis, saying, look, we will give you anything you want. You can push the Palestinians into the ocean. We'll let you expand into Syria. We'll let you take over Lebanon. We'll give you anything you want if you only help us get this war going with the Iranians before Bush leaves office. And I think, rationally so, the Israelis have balked at this because it's not the United States that's going to get attacked if we attack Iran. The Iranians actually have about 1,600 missiles pointed at downtown Jerusalem and downtown Tel Aviv. And the last time the U.S. was getting ready to go, one phone call was made by Ehud Olmert, who said, I need a guarantee from the United States that you can take out all 486 missile facilities inside Iran and that you can guarantee me that there will not be this barrage of missiles raining down on Israel. And the United States said, we can't guarantee that because they're mobile, because they're underground. And Israel, at the last minute, after we, by the way, wrote them a very substantial check, cashed the check, made sure it cleared the bank, and then said, no, thank you, we don't want to have anything to do with it. You're also going to see a whole series of really interesting, chaotic things around the election as well in regards to Barack Obama. I think that Obama's going to pick John Edwards of North Carolina as his running mate. But this, once again, I'm going to be talking about this at ConspiracyCon, that the insiders, the whole Bush-Clinton-Rockefeller syndicate, have anointed Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States. She's got David Rockefeller's backing. She's had secret meetings inside the White House four times with Bush and Cheney to say, look, when you take over, this is how it's going to be, and this is how we're going to run things. George Soros, who represents the European Bilderbergers, this whole block, reminds you, this whole kind of war going on between the Sopranos and the Corleones, these two crime syndicates, if you will, that are going to the mattresses, this entire conflict that started about 10 years or so ago when Baron von Rothschild died, leaving a fortune of somewhere to the tune of about $15 trillion or so, started this rift between how they wanted things to be done. In other words, it's a crime syndicate taking over the neighborhood, but again, who do you want? Do you want the Corleones or do you want the Sopranos? It's basically there's no real difference in their methods, but what you're seeing now is that you're seeing this rift between the Soros-controlled European Bilderbergers who are backing Obama and the Bush-Clinton-Rockefeller syndicate backing Hillary. And in essence, McCain is kind of just a backup. I mean, everybody knows that he's a military-industrial complex guy, that he's a war-forever guy, that, you know, which one do you want? Do you want to break the country with a warfare state or a welfare state? And, of course, the only rational conclusion for anybody out there is to start looking into somebody like Ron Paul. But Dr. Paul has been, basically, they've sabotaged the election. They've sabotaged the voting machines. He almost took the candidates at the Republican convention in Reno, and they closed the convention doors and actually moved the convention to another location in order to stop Paul supporters from getting delegates out of that particular convention. So you can see how hard they've been working to maintain the entire military-industrial entertainment complex. Let me just throw some things out for people. If, for example, you have a scenario in which Barack Obama becomes the Democratic nominee, and we get close to the election sometime around, say, September or October or so, and something were to happen to candidate Obama, and I'm not saying that I think anything should, or I'm just saying that if something were to happen to him somehow, some way, you would have Hillary Clinton come in on the sympathy vote. She would then be the nominee. You would have inner cities across the United States, Washington, Detroit, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. I mean, when you think of the inner city madness that would go on, it would make the L.A. riots look like a tea party. That if something was to happen to Obama, you have the inner cities in the United States explode. You would have Hillary as the sympathy candidate coming into office, and she would have every excuse then to actually implement all of the draconian, Hitlerian, totalitarian orders that Bush has actually put into play over the course of the last 7 years or so of him being in office. So she would have an economic collapse. She would have rioting in all the major cities. She would be able to declare martial law, take away pretty much everybody's rights with what's going on. All if Obama is quite possibly being set up to be some kind of sacrificial lamb. And I can talk at the conspiracy con about the row of people that have stood in Hillary Clinton's way, all of whom have either been blackmailed or they have a funny tendency of waking up dead, anybody that actually gets in her way. Including, I might add, the one person that is the missing man in all of this has to do with the premature murder, I believe assassination, of John F. Kennedy Jr. Because had John F. Kennedy Jr. not been killed in his supposed airplane accident, John F. Kennedy Jr. would be the unsurpassed, virtually unparalleled Democratic candidate for president right now. And Hillary Clinton knew that. It would have been, had JFK Jr. run against Hillary Clinton in 2000, it would be the end of her political campaign. She never would have been a senator in New York, and we would see JFK Jr., who would be same age as Obama. He'd be 46, 47 now, I believe, but he would be the uncontested Democratic candidate for the United States presidency. And it's his absence that has given the rise to people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all the people that you're seeing. So I think it's very interesting if you just look at back into the past of this conspiracy, if you look at the bloodlines of where the Bush family came from, you know, who George Bush's grandfather really is, which I'll talk about at Conspiracy Con, how the bloodlines work into this of the, you know, Clinton-Rockefeller crime syndicate versus the Bilderbergers. It's very interesting how they're manipulating the world, how this contraction of the economies is beginning to occur, and basically also how a lot of this, too, because there is going to be, beginning this August, let me put some metaphysics in here, beginning this August, if you pay attention to the Mayan calendar and you understand what's going on with ancient prophecy represented by the Great Pyramid of Giza, represented by the Mayan calendar, moving up to the dates of December 21st of 2012, there does seem to be a massive enlightenment that's going on, a massive movement towards freedom, a massive movement towards self-actualization and self-realization. Our chance to actually mold the quantum foam, if you will, into a new universe and a new society. So there's a good news about this, that the economy and worldwide things are falling apart, but that creates a void, if you will, a vacuum for us as responsible, patriotic citizens who want to be free to be able to step into that and begin to create our own model of civilization, our own model of how society should be. And, I mean, I think that's what's really exciting about the times that we're living in.
Well, we're certainly living in very, very unusual times, and certainly exciting things are going to happen for those people who don't know. The Mayan calendar, which dates back thousands and thousands of years, ends in the year 2012. Isn't that right?
Yes, it does. And it ends, there is some debate as to the end of it, because there's an Aztec calendar and a Mayan calendar as well. The debate is, and there's a very, very interesting debate going on between a man I'm a big fan of, Dr. Carl Johan Kalman, out of Sweden, who who wrote a fantastic book that I would recommend called The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, and another gentleman by the name of John Major Jenkins, who wrote a book called Mayan Cosmogenesis. According to Dr. Kalaman, he says that the calendar ends October 28th of 2011, which just so happens to be Hillary Clinton's birthday. Coincidence? Yeah, it's just a coincidence. But and then you have the ending date of the Mayan calendar, the debate being December 21st of 2012. Everything seems to be gearing up to some fulcrum, if you will, being and a lever being placed onto the planet to shift consciousness or to shift into this new area, this new field, and this is why we're seeing economic systems beginning to fall apart. We're seeing third world countries beginning to fall apart. We're seeing all of this chaos is very much going to lead us towards some kind of grand enlightenment, some kind of new phase. So I don't mean to talk about all these things like it's all bad news. I see it, in every crisis there's an opportunity, and in every in all the bad news, there's good news here somewhere. I mean, for those with the eyes to see and the ears to hear.
Well, I think there's no question there is a supernatural realm out there, and of course, this is the only explanation we have for the Great Pyramids and the similarity to the Mayan pyramids, the Aztec pyramids, of these other civilizations that have been there in the past with great knowledge and sometimes far more knowledge than we have today. Where did it come from? What's going to happen? Well, Sean, thank you so very much. I'll look forward to meeting with the Conspiracy Conference there at the Marriott Hotel this weekend.
Can't wait, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
God bless. Bye-bye. And we'll be back in just a moment for the second hour of Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
We'll be right back.
Business Communication Network, and certainly it's always interesting to talk to somebody like Sean David Morton. I don't necessarily agree. Maybe everything he says is absolutely true, but the difficulty is there is a supernatural realm. There's some people who can tap into that, and they really do have the ability of fortune tellers or mediums or astrologers or diviners, but we are told to avoid, you know, accepting these things because, of course, they are coming from the dark side. There is a spiritual force out there. When you begin studying all of the past civilizations, whether it be the British Stonehenge, the pyramids there in Egypt, the pyramids in South America, and you will find out whether they're Aztec or Mayan or Inca, why they're all perfectly aligned, north, south, east, and west, having to do with the sun, the worship of the sun god, who is, of course, the manifestation of Lucifer. So when you understand that, so much of what's going on really does make sense. I believe we're moving towards a crisis in history, and that's why I think that my talk, certainly on the Brotherhood of Darkness, which will give you some insight into what's going on, but then my talk on the Forbidden Secret and the Planned Police State, and believe me, the syllabuses go with those, is so important, will give you real understanding of what we are up against in the very exciting, dangerous, horrifying, terrifying times that lie ahead of us. And yet, of course, if you have a personal relationship with our Lord, you're going to get through this one way or another. Or if the worst should happen, and you should not get through it, at least you know where you'll spend eternity. I fear that there are literally hundreds of millions of people throughout the world who will, of course, not go to heaven, but will spend their lives in eternal damnation. And our job is to reach those people, as many of them as we can. And why do what I do? Because I realize, of course, if I just simply preach to people, a lot of them wouldn't listen. But when they begin to see the relationship between what's unfolding, you know, in the political realm, ideological realm, cultural realm, financial realm, and then we tie it into the spiritual forces, they can begin to see. So my talk on the Forbidden Secret is important. The syllabus is important as well. My talk on the Planned Police State and the syllabus is important. My talk on Iraq, the untold story, and the syllabus there is very important on sustainable development and the syllabus. All of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you haven't yet seen the DVDs, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version, you need to see them. You need to see the DVDs on the secret mysteries of America's beginning, because these sinister secret societies were here at the time America was created. And I'm talking about 1640 and 1650, when the Rosicrucians came to America from Great Britain under the direction of Francis Bacon. The DVD, the Riddles in Stone, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. And that's a fascinating one because it takes you into Manly P. Hall, of course, the leading Masonic philosopher, the occult philosopher of the mid-years of the last century. And of course, he died about 1990. But he led a long and eventful life where he was sent all over the world to accumulate the material to understand what is going on from the spiritual point of view, but not from the Christian point of view, but from the other dimension. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is another dimension. That's why Riddles in Stone, that DVD done by our good friend Chris Pinto, is so important. We have a talk that Chris gave called the New Atlantis, because America is the New Atlantis. That is to lead the world into this one world dictatorship. And of course, with the destruction of Christianity, you want to hear Chris Pinto's The New Atlantis, or pardon me, it's called The Atlantis Connection. You want to hear Constance Cumby on The Emergence. We have a great new DVD. It's called Terrible New Diseases. It's the talk that Dr. Garth Nicholson gave at our last conference. That's Terrible New Diseases. Have a great new DVD on what happened at the World Trade Center. And, of course, it's put out by the Architects for 9/11 Truth. You can request that. We'll have that in a couple of weeks. If you haven't got our 4-tape set or 4-CD set on the execution of Martin Luther King, and certainly the book that goes with that, it's called An Act of State. An Act of State. You need to get it by telephone number 1-800-544-8927.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well.